things are there, how he can reject one connection with it. It must be properly utilized.
Yes.
Just like if one has got money, he can utilize it for good purposes, and he can utilize it for bad purposes. So money is not bad. It is bad when the purpose is bad.
Yeah.
It is good when the purpose is good.
Yes.
Similarly, hinsa, when it is used for, just like in Manusamhita,
yes,
it is said that a murderer should be hanged. So this is also hinsa, to get a man hanged. But Manusamhita said that this kind of hinsa is necessary, because the man who has committed murder, if he is hanged, then in this life all his sins will have to be finished. Otherwise, for next life he has to suffer so many. So it is the duty of the king to take his life so that he may be relieved from other sinful death. So according to Shastra, hinsa is good, but when there is necessity, hinsa is also good.
Yes. When there is right hinsa, then it becomes a right action.
Yes.
And a right action,
yes,
is inherently,
yes,
inspired with love and devotion to Krishna.
Yes.
And therefore it is no more hinsa. But when the devilish...
Well, it is not hinsa.
And especially today, in society, where we are living in a nuclear age, where all the power of destruction is in the hands of those who are not devotees of Krishna,
that is it.
Therefore, we are trying to make how you can...
You have understood, that is my point.
Yes.
That so-called hinsa, when it is directed by Krishna, is nothing.
Yes, exactly. I agree. That's the
same example as I gave you.
Yes.
That when the king condemns a murderer to death, it's not hinsa.
Yes.
It is doing good things.
Yes. But only if the king is a devotee of Krishna.
No. The king means the devotee. Because the king did not remain devotee. Now, monarchy covers it. King means Krishna's representative. Now they were.
Yes. Yeah.
The king is supposed to act on behalf of Krishna. Just like Krishna's business is Prasanna Sadhana Sadhu Duskita.
Yes.
Similarly, king's business is to give protection to the faithful and punish the unfaithful.
But today's king
has to
punish the faithful and protect
them. Today is good and tomorrow is bad.
Yes.
I'm speaking the principle.
Yes.
King must be representative of God.
Yes.
Therefore we offer so much honor to the king.
Yes.
Exactly. Like God. Why? Because the king is supposed to be representative of God. Our basic conception is Chakut Bandham Mahatishtam Kuratandam Vibharas Brahman Shatri Vaisya Shudra is Chakut Bandham. It is the king's duty, government's duty, to see that a person claiming to be Brahman, whether he's acting as a Brahman.
Yes.
Now then, such supervision is not there.
Yes.
Therefore, a man acting as a Shudra, but is claiming to be Brahman.
Yeah.
It is the king's duty, just like a king, it is the government's duty to see that nobody cheats.
Yes.
If a person without any medical qualification,
yes.
If he is a doctor or a medical practitioner, he should be punished.
Yes.
Similarly, if one is claiming to be Brahman, he must act as a Brahman. If one is claiming to be Kshatriya, he must act as a Kshatriya. What are the qualifications of Brahman or what is the qualification of Kshatriya? They are there already.
Yes.
It is the government's duty that you are claiming. So everyone should be employed, everyone should be engaged in his own occupation. That is how Sadharma is in Anastra.
Yes.
Sadharma means Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. By quality. Gunapana. By quality and what? So it is the duty of the government to see that a Shudra is employed, is engaged, and a Shudra, a Vaishya, is employed, and engaged as Shudra, just like Vaishya. Vaishya, it is said, that this is Guru Shabharitam Vaishya Dharma. Now the Vaishyas, they are in the share market speculation.
They are no more Vaishyas.
Industrialists mean Shudras. So if they are Shudras, why they should claim as
Vaishya?
This is honesty. You see, why you are claiming? Your industry to produce food there, agriculture, to keep protection to the cows. So in India, 10,000 cows have been killed, and the bushels are between Silla, Dutch, Daniel.
Sitting quiet.
Similarly, Brahmanas.
Yeah.
Here, he is the best Brahman. What did he do as a Brahman? But you are the head of the government, who will speak against you. Everything is lost there.
When such situation arises, where the king is no more representing the Krishna consciousness, and the Vaishya are no more following their duty,
You see, this world is material world. And what is coming here? You can take another pen. You can open this. I keep looking for imagine.
Yes.
And sit down there with you.
Would you like a chair?
No. My question was that when there is no more people following their Swadharma, their true self,
that anyone can do at any moment.
Yeah, but then what is the action for the practical action, practical
to
bring it back?
Practical action. If you give up, if the Brahman is the Sadharma, then it becomes a Varna Sampras.
Yes.
Kula Dharma, what is that? The Bhagavad Gita. Jati Dharma. Kula Dharma.
Yes.
So they produce varna sampa.
Yes.
If one does not follow the jati dharma, the kula dharma,
yes,
then he comes to the category of the varna sampa.
Yes.
Sankara narakayaiva. So when a person born in Brahman family, not acting as a Brahmana, is godlessness. So when there are number of godlessness, then the whole society becomes hell. Narakāli.
Yes.
Sampara Narakāli. What is that? Is that?
Makshaye Pranashyanti, Udhadharma, Pranathana, Dharme Nashye, Kulamukas, Namatadharmo, Vipagatipa. With the destruction of dynasty, the eternal family tradition is vanquished, and thus the rest of the family becomes involved in mere religious practice. Adharma Vipagat Krishna, Padushyanti, Kulastriya, Steshu, Doshkashu, Vashneya, Jagatya.
Everything in the call of
prayer.
So those are responsible for giving us Pura Dharma Jati Sankara and creating Varna Sankara. Varna Sankara, just like Brahman Kshatri, they are supposed to undergo the purificatory process, prasavita sanskar. So the first sanskar is Brahmana. So in this Bhagavad it is said by Narada that as well Brahmana sanskar is not taken, immediately the whole family becomes Shudra. So he does that in the Gavadhan
Sanskar.
Therefore, Kalu Shudra Tama. So in this age of Kali, everyone is created to have Shudra. No Brahman, no Kshatriya, no Vaishya. All Shudra.
Oh, there is that Shudra. Yes.
Pancha.
Yes.
This is the position.
Yes.
So, at the present moment, to reform them, he cannot take them to the original position. This is not what. It is Kali Yuga. Mandas mandamati mandarahatas jukadvita. They are very slow and they do not accept the right path. That's why God is here. Krishna, Krishna to Bhagavan Sahas. But they are creating their own God. Even big leaders, they are saying, hey, Krishna, why Krishna should be accepted? Even big leaders did not believe that Krishna was there on this planet. There was Kurukshetra battle. We know better than me.
Yes.
So, if we will call us faith, when Krishna says that Manmanathama Bhaktama Jaya, call us faith, it is not to Krishna. You see? If now I can frankly say, if these are like Dr. Radhakrishna dancing and others, they mislead people, then how the people will be in normal tradition? This is the position of India at the present moment. The leaders, Andhadathan Vairupaniyama, the leaders are blind. They have no training. They are not in the Catholic tradition. They do not know what is what. And they are taking the part of reality, then everything is part. Jati dharma, kula dharma, and they are created varna sankara.
Yes, everybody is varna sankara.
Therefore, the only remedy needs Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Yogi Guru. Kalo Nasti, Manasti, Manasti. This is the only, this Krishna consciousness moment is the only remedy for rectification of all the misdemeanors.
Yes.
Therefore, any sane man, any thoughtful man, should try to understand the importance of this moment and they should come and help.
But what
fancy.
But what you are emphasizing is the bhakti yoga.
Yes.
But what I am asking is how to bring the karma yoga, the action to transform the society, yes, to bring back into the
yoga in the spirit, in the state of karma yoga. Yoga. Yoga means dancing.
Yes.
So, karma, when you move.
Yoga is karma to koshala.
Karma is koshala.
Yes.
So, you are addicted to karma. So, if you bring bhakti, karma mishra bhakti, that is called karma. Similarly, you are addicted to speculation, jnana. When you bring bhakti and mix it, then it is jnana mishra bhakti or jnana yoga. So, these things are there. This is karma yoga. Jat karo si, jat juho si, jat atma si. Yattavasthati, Purushatam Madhati. This is Tamil. You are doing something. Everyone is engaged to do something. The Krishna is just covered. Just go, never mind. Even if you are a thief, your business is stealing. It's stealing. Just go, see, when it's in you, it goes everything. Just go, see, just go, see, just after, see, just cover, see, Guru Satanma. Give it to me. Rather give it to me. Karmanne vajita asti ma phalishma.
Ma phalishma.
This is Karmanne. When you do not take this step, you may do whatever you like. But if you realize it, you give it to Krishna, that is all.
Yeah, but Karmanne vajita asti. This is the point where...
We are full of what?
Yeah. So if our responsibility is to act without attachment to the result, I accept. I feel it.
But Krishna says Purushata Madhavam. Resurrection must be there.
Yes, but that should be
order. Who wrote it? If you do not take the result, who will take it? Therefore you must give it to someone.
Yeah.
So who is the perfect person who can take it?
Yes.
So Jatkarasi, that is the object. You are a fighter. You are a fighter. A military man. So his business was to fight. But he fought for Krishna. Therefore it is bhakti yoga, karma yoga.
But what I am now asking is that what you are telling us is very important. That we must act for Krishna.
Yes.
But Krishna is telling to Arjuna, where to act, and how to act, and what to act, that is fight.
Yes.
And at that moment, he is telling to fight the Kauravas. Now, we are confused here, that what is our fight? What is our
fight? It's not the same fight as Kurukshetra.
No, it's not the same. Yes. Therefore, we are in confusion, that what is our fight? Of course, we must surrender our...
He was now he will be engaged. He will tell what to do.
Krishna depends on you, will tell you. Krishna is not there, but Krishna's dependency is there.
Mm-hmm.
We have to ask Krishna's dependency. Krishna's
so that's why I have come to you to ask you. Perhaps you can speak for the representative of Krishna.
Yes, at least I'm directing others for their thinking. And to become Krishna's dependency is very difficult. It's not difficult. Because Krishna is the Krishna's dependency. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Amaragrai Guru Bhaiya Taro Eide Jare Dhaku Kare Kaho Krishna Upadesh. You understand very well?
No.
He said that my honor is become a guru. So what should I do, sir? What is your Agra,
order.
But Jare Dhaku Kare Kaho Krishna Upadesh. Whoever you meet, you just eat what Krishna has for. What is the difference?
Yes.
If we speak what Krishna has performed, exactly, that we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is, without my interpretation, nonsense. No. Krishna said, Pata Pargana Nanna Sinsira Sita. There is no superior truth above. So we are thinking that here is Bhagavan, Krishna. There is no more superior person or authority than Krishna. So what is our difficulty? We are exactly between the state and the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, Mattam Parataram Nata. We are saying the same. Krishna says, Sarva Dharmaan Paritrajya Mamekam Sarana Gwaja. We are asking these people, just surrender to Krishna.
Yes.
Don't bother with any other things. Krishna says, Marmana Bhagavad Bhakta Mantyaji Mahatmosri. So we are thinking that always think of Krishna, always become devotee of Krishna, always offer obeisance to Krishna. So why is our difficult? There's no difficult. But if we actually do this, then I am Krishna's difficult. Who is representing? What the original master wants. If one does the same thing, he is doing it. He is not doing that. But people will not do that. He tried to avoid Krishna. And we take Krishna's book, Bhagavad Gita, and interpret nonsensical and false. He is not ready to speak what Krishna has spoken. He is speaking his own word on the authority of Krishna. This is right. If you want to speak your own word, why you take Bhagavad Gita? How much as one is daily mentality. You want to speak your own place and speak? Why do you take advantage of Bhagavad Gita? That is going on. They take the advantage of Bhagavad Gita and speak their own nonsense things. They are not the presentation of Krishna. Krishna's representative is he who exactly speaks what Krishna has spoken. It is not good. So everyone can become Krishna's representative, provided he speaks exactly like this.
No, but can I take you back to the point which is not clear to me? When you said that Sarvam Bhavani Paricchyate Mam Ekam Sharanam, Krishna is speaking in a context of a clear, defined action for Arjuna. Whereas now, that clearly defined action is not available to us.
Why not available?
Because we don't know what is our action. Now, going to
now,
the...
Krishna says, Sarva Dharma Paricchyate.
Yes.
Now, dharma is occupation. Dharma is not translated as diligence.
No,
This is wrong translation. Dharma is occupation.
Activity.
Yes. Occupation.
All activity. Yes.
So you are already in some activity.
Yes.
Everyone must be engaged in something, doing something.
Mm.
But Krishna says you give us this.
Yes.
You just have
yes. Yes.
And do what I do.
Yeah. But he says serve dharma paricchyate, not serve karma paricchyate.
Dharma means karma. Dharma means activity. Just like a Brahman.
Activity is action.
How you can understand a Brahman? Guna karma vibhava.
Yes.
So this dharma, Brahman dharma, Kshatriya dharma, they are divided according to karma. You cannot avoid this karma. Dharma means karma, actually. Brahmana, he is practicing samam dharma pitikha yoga jnanam vijnanam astitvam brahma dharma sabhava. This is karma. Brahma dharma sabhava. Chatra dharma sabhava. So, dharma means, this is sadhana. Brahman is executing the karma brahman.
Yes, but then karma nevadhikarasya.
Karma means that you are as you are.
No, karma nevadhikarasya. Because activity.
Dharma means karma. Dharma means definitely in activity. Because it is said, let us say, Brahma karma sabhava.
Yes.
It is karma.
Yes.
So, Brahmana's activity means Brahman.
Yes.
So, that activity is karma.
Yes.
Jajan, Jajan, Patan, Patan, Dan, Pratikva, these are Brahmanas.
Yes.
Kshatriyas to become king, to fight for the protection of the citizen, to become charitable discourse, everything is described.
Yes.
These are the Kshatriyas form. These are the Brahmanas form. These are the Vaishyas form. These are the Sudras form. So, sadharma means to execute the prescribed karma. That is sadharma. Dharma karma. Dharma means karma. But prescribed. You are brahmana, you have to act as a brahmana.
Yes.
You are kshatriya, you have to act as a kshatriya.
Yes.
So, acting means karma. How you can avoid karma? Bhakti is also karma.
Yes.
Bhakti is also karma.
Yes. Yes.
And bhakti, what is this bhakti? It's like we are engaged in devotional service. That service means karma. So they are also rising early in the morning at 4 o'clock, offering mobility and then reading books, then chanting Hare Krishna mantra, then taking the class and taking prasada, then going to outside for performing sankirtan, for distributing books. Whole day, 24 hours for them. So therefore, outsiders, they cannot understand that they are also working like us. They are also selling books. They are going to the press. They are also eating. They are riding motor car. They are driving. What kind of bhakti is this? They cannot understand what is bhakti. They think bhakti is that, oh, just close your eyes and make some murmuring sound.
Hmm.
Bhakti is not. Yes.
Bhakti is the quality.
Yes, the quality of quality. It's like Arjuna. Arjuna was fighting.
Hmm.
So he was given the certificate. Bhaktosi. Bhaktosi. You are my devotee. So everything is karma, whatever you do. This is activity. But we have to see the quality of activity. What is the quality of
activity?
Yeah. How you can use without being active? You are living being? That's not possible. Simply, we have to see the quality of activity. That makes one karma yogi, jnana yogi, dhyana yogi, bhakta yogi. Everywhere there is karma. Without karma, there is nothing.
Can I ask you another
question? That is called karma mishra bhakti.
Yes.
It is not analyzed bhakti.
No.
Analyzed bhakti, there is no karma.
There is no
karma. Yeah. That is very
high state. Yes.
But
akarma. There comes akarma.
Akarma.
Sannyasa. Karma sannyasa.
More than akarma.
Sannyasa?
More than akarma. Sannyasa is akarma, yes. Sannyasa is also not akarma. Sannyasa means, that is also described in Bhagavad Gita.
Yes.
Anasthita karma phalam kajyam karma karuti. There is also karma. Kajyam karma karuti dhaksa sannyasa. It is my duty. On this principle, when one works, he is sannyasa. He does not work for himself. He wants for Krishna. And that is sannyasa. On asked the karma phalam. Because if you are doing something, there must be some result. But you do not take the result. On asked the karma phalam. Kajyam, it is my duty. Kajyam. Karma karma, karma karma pija. There is karma. Sannyasa. How you can say in sannyasa there is no karma? Karma is always there. But you have to see for what form this karma is being done. The end justifies the means. What is the end of this karma? So when the end is Krishna, to satisfy Krishna, anukullena Krishna anusilaram, bhakti
duttam. Then what is the meaning of akarma?
Akarma means that does not produce another form. Or sometimes akarma means laziness.
Not in the sense of Gita.
Kanmanro vibhut dhabdham. So, akarma means that is bhakti also. Akarma means that is jagyati karma annatra karma bandha. Annatra karma bandha. When you become bound by the result, the action of the karma. That is karma. And when you act jagyati for Vishnu, for Krishna, that is not karma. That is akarma. It does not produce. Karmani nidhati kintu cha bhakti bhaja. In the Brahma Sangita, it is said. Those who have engaged in devotional service, they are not producing any more karma.
But then why there are three words? Karma, vikarma, akarma. There are three.
That is the word. Karma, vikarma means, karma means you act according to the injunction of the shastra.
Yes.
That is karma.
Yes.
And vikarma means when you violate the injunction of the shastra.
Violence.
You should not do this.
Yes.
That's why in the shastra you say that you should not, in that age, see good activities.
That is vikarma.
That is vikarma. If you act sinfully against the injunction of the Shastra, then it is sinful. That is because. An akarma means which does not produce any other variant. That is akarma. Karma, akarma, vipa.
Yes.
So generally, we act, we indulge in karma to get some result.
Yes.
And that is karma. That is not vipa. Vipa, when you act against the principles of sinful activities, when you act as sinful activities, it's like, four kinds of sinful activity are described in the Shastra. Initiate sex life. You cannot indulge in sex life without marriage. That is illicit. That is simple. So, killing animals is unnecessary. That is simple. Then intoxication, then sin, to gamble. These are sinful activities. So, when you do not obey the order of the Shastra and engage yourself in sinful activities, then it becomes. You are becoming bound up, being entangled. Therefore, bhakti is the safest platform because you do not produce any more karma. Whatever karma you have to act, it is finished in this life. Karmani nidhahati kinchita bhakti bhaja. Otherwise, beginning from act up to the Brahma, everyone is bound up by the reaction of karma.
We, prakya, it's not like vishishtam jnanam vijnanam. Vishishtam karmam vikarmam. We is generally used as to as sort of pratyaya, to give the quality of the karma, quality of the action, like vijnanam, jnanam, vijnanam, karmam, vikarmam. So this is, what is this root of the language?
Jnanam means you must know things, theoretical knowledge and practical. That is, jnanam means theoretical. And vijnanam means practical. Jnanam vijnanam. When your knowledge is applied practically in life, that's why vijnanam karma. This knowledge is theoretical. That one has to work only for jnanam. Jnanam bhavati pajjanna pajjanna tanna sambhava. These things are there. So everyone should act for Jagra, Jagrishtha. In the Vishnu Purana it is said, Parna samachara vata purushena parakkama Vishnu arana. If you act according to Parnasa, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, never mind, whatever you are, everything is meant for pleasing Supreme Lord Vishnu. Vishnu Aradhate, Nanda Tattosukara. So, in order to satisfy him, there is no other way than to act according to the tenets of Varnasana.
Yes.
This is the beginning of civilization.
Yes.
Without accepting this division of Varnasana, there is animal society. Everything is pure.
Do you want to ask anything?
No. So you are teaching this Sadhudham Vantpurit Krishna Mahamayam Sadhudham.
Yes.
Just to surrender to Krishna.
Yes.
Then everything is all right.
Yes.
And then Krishna says, Am Path, Ava Path, and Tham of Krishna. He's taking charge.
Yes.
Then what is he? Anything?
Yes.
Just surrender.
Yes. But what happens that some people have a social dimension, social political dimension, and have no spiritual consciousness, Krishna consciousness. But then it seems to me, I'm just asking, that we, when we are emphasizing this Krishna consciousness, we are in danger of forgetting the social political dimension. So how to bring this...
You are thinking wrongly that we are not responsible. Why are you thinking that we are? You are thinking wrongly. Krishna did not get in politics, but that why you are thinking.
No, I'm not saying Krishna is not saying. I'm saying that sometimes it seems that people who emphasize the spiritual consciousness do not clarify enough. It is not clear enough. And I'm not saying it's not there, but it's not clear enough, the social, political dimension, social action, political action, how we run our society in a practical term. So it is not clear.
Why is it clear? If you are actually surrendered, so, then too it will be clear. It is very clear. It's from this direction, that this is the business of the Brahman. This is the business of Kshatriya. So politics is the business of the Kshatriya. So if you act according to Krishna's direction in politics, then you are surrendered. It is not that because we have got this mala and tilak, we are surrendered. So a Kshatriya cannot be surrendered, so or a Vaishya cannot be surrendered. You have to act according to the direction. Krishna is giving direction. This is Brahmana's thought. You do it. That means you are surrendered soul at the same time you are acting as a Brahman.
Yes.
But if you act whimsically, then where is your surrender? And why you become a Brahman? Then it is chaos. That is the present position of the society. They are not surrendered to Krishna. They do not abide by the direction of Krishna. Still they have become leaders. That the whole thing is chaos.
Now, we are, Anne and myself and June, we are publishing a magazine called Resurgence. And
he
was editor before. Now he has become a special advisor to President Kaunda in Africa. So we have taken it up to continue the magazine. Now I was talking, Mahadev was also in it, that how we can bring these total understanding together. So we, because when we talk to people outside, how to communicate this consciousness in a simple language so that they are not the way of communication.
Yes. So we are asking all these students.
Yes.
When I came first in America in 1965, I simply asked them to chant with me. They did it. And gradually everything has stopped. So why is it doing good? If they chant, then they will understand everything. You know, everything is misgiving within the heart. So, if the Chetadarpana Marjana, if the mirror of the heart is clean, then when the mirror is clean, you can see your face correctly. Similarly, when all misgivings, all dirty things is cleared from the past, you can see things as they are. Correct.
And in order to clear your heart, you have to chant.
Yes.
Right.
What about medicine?
This is the best medicine, meditation.
Especially the other person.
When meditation, dhyana, it is very difficult nowadays. You try to meditate, you think of your own business. That is another thing. So, this is forced meditation. Hare Krishna. Even if you do not want to hear, you hear. And there is chanting and dancing, everyone who doesn't want this to hear, they want to hear.
What about people who believe in Jesus and God? I mean, what about Christians? It might have the same effect on them.
Krishna is God, and Jesus is teaching exactly what Krishna thought. So there's no difference to a person of a pure heart. If we can, all of us who come in Krishna consciousness, we realize that Jesus Christ's teachings are fulfilled in Krishna consciousness.
Awesome. Yes. Jesus said that he's Son of God. So, we say Krishna is God. So, where is the conflict? God must have a son, or one or two, so he's God.
No conflict.
I'm not sure. People might think there's a conflict. I mean,
conflict is there when you disobey Christ. That's what Christ says, thou shalt kill. All the Christians are simply killing. Where is a Christian? There is conflict. They will support. This killing is this, this is that, this is that. They want to kill themselves. There is conflict. If you actually follow tenets of Christianity, there is no conflict. But you do not follow, at the same time you say you are Christian. There is conflict. It is clearly stated, I have asked so many Christians, so why you kill? Christ said, thou shalt not kill. They want to support that killing process in so many ways. They never agree that yes, Christ says not to kill, we should stop it. No. They want to support it by various interviews. There is conflict. Clear word is there, thou shalt not kill. And why they are maintaining so many slogans?
It's the same with Arjuna, wasn't it?
That you are talking of Christianity. Don't talk about Arjuna now. If you talk of Christianity, you don't get support from Arjuna. You talk of Christianity. It is clear statement, thou shalt not kill. Why you are killing? Thou shalt not covet an illicit sex and illicit man and woman, human being is going on. Who is stopping? Just see Arjuna, you are talking of Arjuna. Before fighting, before killing, so many things he getting clarified. Pratham sajanam antam ahave. Why is it like this? So you have to understand why you should kill, why you should not kill.
Although these men, overtaken by greed, see no fault in killing one's family or quarreling with friends, why should we, with knowledge of the sin, engage in these acts?
It's thoroughly understanding before killing. Not that abruptly even. No? So we are rather unhappy that in London I have seen thousands of churches being closed. Nobody is going there. We are not happy to see this is happening. But why people are abstaining from going to the church? Although there is Pope and so many priests and others, but
it has become an institution.
Because
and there is no more religious
life.
Experience. Yeah. Life.
There is no life. A simple thing that if you disobey the orders of Lord Prabhupada, how will you become a Christian? First of all, where is your Christianity? Simply as Robert said, I am Christian, you become a Christian without following the parents.
Same as you were saying, Nehru was not a Brahmin, but only because he was called Brahmin.
So why Nehru?
Everyone.
Unless he follows the principles of Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, then he becomes a Brahmin. Therefore, we have concluded everyone is Shudra. Follow Shudra Sangha. But there is no disappointment. Krishna says, Mahi Pasa Bhapas Sitya Jigishu Papa Janaya Sriya Vishya Tata Kudra. They belong to Brahman. So even though I am a Sudra, we can give him tenderness by the Krishna process. That is our purpose. It doesn't matter, he has become a Sudra. But Krishna says, Mahi Pasa Bhapas Sitya Jigishu, even lower than the Sudra. If you accept Krishna, then he also attains the perception, goes back to home, back to God. So there is no cause of disappointment because everyone has become Shudra. There is everybody else.
Even the Shudra can...
Yes, lower than Shudra.
Yes.
Why Shudra? Kīrāta hūnānda kulīnda kukpasādhi sammā javanā prasādhi jitne the power, all the jitne power. Shudranti, they become full power. If they accept the real divinity of Krishna. Prabhu Vishnu Devo, Jadupakraya said, everything is there in the shastras. If you take advantage of the benefit of the shastras, everything can be remodeled and everything can be grown. There is no cause of disappointment. But unfortunately, they will not agree. Jasāsya nidhi sriccya vattati kāmukārata. Not siddhīs of us. One who is acting whimsically without any reference of the authority of Shastra. He'll never get that place. Not siddhīs of us. Not supāṁ, neither has any. And what to speak of going to the spiritual world? Very important. So, we have to take the advantage of the instruction in the Shastra. Now Krishna is accepted the supreme authority by all the acharyas, the molder of destiny of India's culture, all the acharyas, Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami, Vimbhatva,
Rajesh,
Shankaracharya. We all accept Krishna, Krishna to all answer. There's a God. So how you can defy all these acharyas and you become greater than them? Then you know.
But all these acharyas interpret in different ways.
No. No.
Yeah?
On the principle they never display Shankaracharya and Ramanujacharya. His impersonal is personal. But both of them accept Krishna as a supreme personality. You find that from their notes, Baba and Singh, by the way. Shankaracharya, a leading personalist, he said, Narayana para abhakya. Narayana is beyond this cosmic manifestation. This doesn't mean. That means he says, he is person. Narayana, as soon as Narayana, the personality body. So we have nothing to touch any spiritual aspect. He is talking on the material understanding. He is philosophy, he started the philosophy, Brahma Sattva Javani.
Brahma Sattva Javani.
So, he wanted to stop this material activities. Javan Mitha. Sankaracharya never advocated for nationalism, for starting schools or college or hospital. Never. Why should he do it? If he says it's all a mitzvah, then why should he call around it? So he's following Sankaracharya. They say we are followers of Sankaracharya. And then indeed, Sankaracharya to follow us and he must become first of recognition. Then drop anything.
Yes.
So we say we don't do that.
And all those Shankar Math and Shankaracharyas of various places in India don't live as Jagat was Mithya.
No, Jagat Mithya, we don't say Jagat Mithya.
No.
We Vaishnava, why should I say Jagat Mithya? Yes. If God is true, what is created by Him, that is also true. That is also true. Because Krishna says, Bhumi Rapa Manu Baro Khang Manu Buddhi Rivata. Vinnane Pakuti Astatha. Me, my. So why can I take Krishna's things as false? If Krishna is true, His things are not true. So we don't say that this material world is false. We don't say. Our philosophy is that this material world may be temporary, but because it has connection with Krishna, it can be used for Krishna's purpose. That is for me. Bhakti. Prahamsikataya buddhya hari sambandhi vastu. Just like here is a microphone, is a tape recorder. Now it is material. And if we say, no, we are Krishna conscious, we cannot touch this material. We don't say that. Prapanchikataya buddhya hari sambandhi vastu. Everything has connection with Krishna. So why can I call it as material? Parityas, this is condemned by Rupa Goswami. Prapanchikataya buddhya hari sambandhi vastu na. Mumukshubhi parityaga phalgu vairagya vastu. The mumukshu, the sankarayas, they are after salvation. They give up this world.
Hindu world's liberation.
Mumukshu. So, these mumukshu, they have given up these material things, but they do not know there is connection with Hari Sambandh.
Yeah, Hari Sambandh.
They do not know this art.
Krishna connection, Now, people know with sense connection, they hold up to Krishna connection. Very true.
And we see everything has got Krishna function. Therefore, we utilize it for Krishna. Therefore, you are talking about Krishna, it is being revived. It is useful for Krishna's service. Why should I give it up? Because the airflow is there. Therefore, my preaching has been easier. Every year I am wandering all over the world, twice. Because it is aeroplane, so why shall I give it up? It is giving me facility to preach my Krishna consciousness movement. Why shall I give it up? It is mitra. Just like the Jains, they do not ride on the car. So by going in the car, I can go and preach very swiftly and come back again. Why shall I give up this car? যে আমার ছিল যাবি দেখ নির্বন্ধ কৃষ্ণ সম্বন্ধে যুক্ত বৈরাগ হচ্ছে এটি যুক্ত বৈরাগ উই আর নো অ্যাটাচমেন্ট ফর অল দিস উই আর সিটিং ইন দিস ভেরি সেল বিং জাস্ট অল দ্যাট বাট ইউ ক্যান সলভ দিস থিংস আন্ডার দি ট্রি বাট ইফ আই সিট ডাউন আন্ডার দি ট্রি নোবডি কামস I see. So why should I do that? This is how it is. Anākattaskadishana jatāramukhajanjata nidvandhakushtasambandhi jittu-vairāta jittu-vairāta. After we have to practice vairāta, not an attached. But in connection with Krishna, non-attachment is required. Otherwise, this non-attachment will not stay. Just like this, now you are talking about this hour, how do they pursue it? Because this artificial non-attachment will not stay. Therefore, they say it is mithya, but they are accepting it. Under the different name, now let us start this tool, now let us start this hospital. They're coming to the Mitha platform under some disguise of philanthropy activities. If it is Mitha, why you are starting this school?
Yeah. Only way is to sannyasa.
Yeah. It is not sannyasa business, but starting a school, the government is there, public is there. Why? That means Brahma Sattva you could not understand. You are coming to the school start.
Yes.
You could not perceive the Brahma Sattva. Although he tried to do it, but he could not understand. Therefore, now he has to maintain himself. So people will not give him arms. But he must hope that I am starting this school, I am starting this hospital, I am doing this, give me some chanda. Give me some subscription and taking subscription and become fat. That's all. This is why. If Brahma is Jagat is Mitha, why you are coming again into this Mitha place?
Yes. Detachment.
Detachment is required.
Enough.
Yes. Detachment and gyan. Gyan vidha. This is the real achievement of human life. That Jnana Vairagya can be achieved simply by Bhakti Yoga. Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita. Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga. Janati Asu Vairagya. Janati Asu Vairagya. This is the first. Asu Vairagya. They are attached to so many things. Now these young boys, they never ask me to give me some money, I shall go to the cinema, I shall smoke, I shall go to the club. They are all young men. Why? Janai ji aku bhai ga. They are kicked out of all these things. Practically, you can see.
Yeah.
Or if you ask them, let us go to cinema, they will never go. Even as your records. This is by now. They do not want anything except. They do not want anything except.
Yes.
These boys, young boys, from 20 to 30 years old, they have got to enjoy so many things, especially in this country, in the Western country. How they have given up? Gyan by God. Janati Asu. Asu. Very immediate.
Instant.
Yes. So Bhakti Yoga is so powerful. Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita. Janati Asu.
Is this in the Gita?
No, in Bhagavad.
Bhagavad. Yes.
So this is practical. Big politicians, they are sticking to their position up to the point of death. Even Gandhi, unless he was fired, he could not give up.
But he was not in power or position.
Whatever it may be, he could not give up the politics. I know Gandhi. that you have got so much respect now. Now you have got Sarai. You give us this business. Let us preach Bhagavad Gita. People will hear you before starting this movement. Long ago.
I don't know. He was praying. He was going to pray. And Kadar was
for his political emancipation. No, we don't want to discuss. But the thing is that these politicians,
yes,
they do not grow vairagya,
yes,
even after the part of it.
Yes.
Jawaharlal Nehru, Pant, they stuck to their position after the point of death. Neither they did know that there is necessity of vairagya. But Vedic philosophy says, all the acharyas, they are all vairagyas. Either Santasarja or Madhvacharya, Ramanacharya, they are all Lakshmana, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All vairagya. Even Jesus Christ, he was vairagya. Even Lord Buddha, vairagya. So this is the question. Where is the vairagya? The simple answer, this is material activities. And they are talking of high things. The preliminary things is not finished. Vairagya. This is the first step, vairagya. Bhakti Parasanu Bhava Virakti Annatrasya. Anna Vilasita Sundam Jnana Karmana Nantikam Anukullena Krishna Anusidhanam Bhakti Yudhama. That is Sarvadharma Anupadita.
Yes.
This is vairagya.
Yes. Yes.
Sarvadharma Anupadita means vairagya.
Yes, means vairagya.
Otherwise, we are embarrassed with so many dharmas. Social dharma, political dharma, national dharma, international dharma, this dharma, Brahman dharma, Sudra dharma, so many. Therefore, Krishna is sarva dharma.
All.
All. Jiva. This is Buddha. Jnana Vaidha Bhujitraya. Jnana Vaidha Bhujitraya. The Bhakti Yoga means Jnana Vairagya Jitta. Jnana and Vairagya, there must be. Can you find out that verse? Vadam Pitam Tattavidas Tattav Jajjnana Vyam Dhammeti Paramatmeti Hovani Kishati.
Satsyadadhanat munayo jnana vairagya yuktaya satsyam kyatmanasya
satsyadadhanat munayo jnana vairagya yuktaya. Jnana and vairagya, without jnana and vairagya, you cannot make any spiritual advance.
Then? Satsyam kyatmanasya atmanam bhaktya shruta
grihita. Bhaktya shrutam grihita. Shrutam grihita. By hearing from authority. Shrutam. Grihitaya. Jnana Vairagya Jitta. This is the process. Tatsat Dadhanam Nayo Jnana Vairagya Jittaya Pasanti Atmanam Atmani Srutav Grihitaya Vapya Srutav Grihitaya. This is the process.
By devotion, by listening, receive. And see the self,
yes,
in the self. Yes.
What is the part?
The absolute truth is realized in full by the process of devotional service to the Lord Vasudeva or the personality of Godhead.
Bhagavad Gita. Bhaktyana Vijana. Javanjasyanita. Never say by jnana. Maya-pagija. Or Paramatma-yogija.
No. Only Bhakti. Yes.
Who is the full-fledged absolute truth.
Brahman is his transcendental bodily effulgence, and Paramatma is his partial representation. As such, Brahman or Paramatma realization of the Absolute Truth is but a partial realization. There are four different types of living beings, the Karmis, the Jnanis, the Yogis, and the Devotees. The Karmis are materialistic, whereas the other three are transcendental. The first class transcendentalists are the devotees who have realized the Supreme Person. The second class transcendentalists are those who have partially realized the plenary portion of the Absolute Person. And the third class transcendentalists are those who have barely realized the spiritual focus of the Absolute Person.
Who are those three? Jnanis?
Jnanis, Yogis,
and Kalmis.
Kalmis, Jnanis, Yogis,
and Bhakti.
So Kalmis are not transcendental. They are materialist. But Jnanis, Yogis, and Bhakti,
yes.
They are transcendental.
Yeah. So, the Jnanis are third class.
Yes. Jnanis are...
Why?
Because they simply approach the impersonal manifestation of the Absolute.
The intellect.
Brahma. Aham Brahma. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna. They get leaped from the material conscious of life so much. But there is not full understanding of the Absolute Truth. Therefore they are third class. Or in the third grade. The second grade, yogis. They realize Paramatma, Vishnu, within the heart. And the first class is also, they talk, first class. This way everyone is talk.
Yeah.
Just directly talking with Krishna. This is the result of bhakti.
You feel the presence.
Not feel, actually talk, just like you are talking.
Yes.
Actually talk.
Yeah. You think Mira Bai was bhakti?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, devotee. She was a devotee.
Yes. She had this quality of
yes.
Presence. Yes. Direct dialogue.
Otherwise, I'll speak with her and the king. So you are not husband. I am not. I'm really my husband.
Yes. And the king sent the poison. And she drank it.
Yeah. I think you can understand this. Philosophy very nicely and go to the people. What is the name of your paper?
Resurgence. Yes.
That gentleman, I talked to him, he was a very intelligent John. But this thing is meant for intelligent classes. Because we have in the Jnanis, they are also in the third grade. So how much the position of the bhakta? That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna. When one gets the Brahma Gyan, Brahma Bhuta, and identifies instead, Aham Brahma, I am Brahma. So, Prasanna. He immediately gets relief from all material anger. There are nothing to do with this material. What? Not so to be in a path. Then he can see everyone on equal level. Some of salvation bhutish. Then madhvakti lavati vipara. After being Brahma Bhuta, then he can begin bhakti. This is the position of the bhakti. Real purpose, Shuddha Bhakti, Hanara Bhakti. After they have also three stages, Kanishtha, Bhaktan, and Uttam. That's at least one comes to the Madhyamadhita. not to the man, and the lowest state, punishment. How long you are here, Ranga?
I have been on and off for 2-3 years.
Oh.
And I will stay 2-3 more years.
So, you are family man?
Yes, this is my wife.
You are married here?
Yes.
Children?
One child.
That's right.
And we have called our child Mukti.
That's right. But another thing. Bhukti Mukti Pishajasi Javad Ridhi Vattate Padam Bhukti Sukam Atra. Manifested. So long, the Pishashi, you know?
Yes.
The Pishashi of Bhukti and Mukti.
Yes.
Bhukti means for me business.
Yes.
I shall enjoy.
Yes.
Bhukti. And Mukti means I shall become one.
Yes.
To discipline.
Yes.
So these two things are described as Pishashi.
Yes. Pishashi. Yes.
Mukti Pishaki, Javad Ridhi Vattate.
As long as?
So long, these two Pishakis are there within the heart.
Yeah.
How one can enjoy the company of Bhakti?
But if you are one with the perfect one, you cannot be one with the perfect one without Bhakti.
Yes.
Therefore, Bhukti and Mukti cannot come together.
No.
From Bhukti you have to go to Bhakti, and then you
Mukti
can...
You have to go to Mukti, and then Bhakti. That I explained. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Tama Sarasati Natasati Samasarvesu Bhutesu Madhvakti Labhati Pah. So after being Mukta.
Yes.
Bhakta is already Mukta.
Yes.
There is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita.
Yes.
Mancha Bhavishari Bhakti Yogi na Jasiva. Shagunan Samatitta Brahma Bhuyayaka.
Yes.
So a bhakta is already Brahma Bhuta.
Yes.
So he hasn't got to ask for Mukti.
Yeah.
He is already Mukta.
Yes. Yes.
This is Dilamangal Thakur.
Yes. Say,
Bhakti Sai Sivatharajari Bhagavan Shah. Daivina Phalati. Dipa Kishoda Mukti. Mukti Mukunitanjali Sevati Asma. And Dharmatma Kama Samaya Pratiksha. Dharmatma Kama, which is Kurmi's position. And Mokha is Mukti's position. So he says that if I have an unflinching devotional attitude upon you, my love, then Mukti is at my door with folded hands.
Yes.
And the Dharmatma Kama, they are at my command.
Yeah. Yes.
Simply by bhakti, the people are after dharma, after tamo. So these four things become at the order of a bhakti. Mukti Mukuli Tamadhyam. Prasad. Prasad is
but calling Krishna and calling Mukti with Bhukti Pishasini is a rather strong expression.
Just try to understand What is the bhakta position? They can use strong word against
Mukti. Yes, yes. They can.
Krishna. The attachment to this Mukti, which is in the and Mukti.
I was very impressed with the account.
How this will be new Gokul.
New Gokul?
Yes.
Very good.
They have got new Navan, new Navuddhi. New Jagannath Puri, new Dwarka,
new Koya,
new Daya, and this is the new Goku. You are in touch in politics. Therefore, I am talking something of politics. That the politician of India, they wanted the from the British government.
Yes.
India, a strong United Nation.
Yes.
But they could not achieve that goal. Pakistan was saying. And they are now revenging. Or there is some always unsettled and anxiety with Pakistan.
Yes.
So far this movement is concerned. They are spreading the Indian culture to the cause of all over the world. So, the politicians are lamenting for division of India. And here is a movement that everyone will glorify India for this country. Why do they not join? It's practical.
Yeah. But the trouble is the politicians are not interested in Indian culture. They are interested in power.
Therefore, they are mullahs.
Yes.
Navab Rishkita Nam Murha Prabhadante Narab.
Yes.
So, India cannot be happy being guided by the Rishkita Nam Murha Narab.
Yes.
It is not possible. This request I make to Gandhi,
yes,
that you have people accepted him as a spiritual man all over the world. So, if Gandhi would have taken this movement sincerely and thankfully, it would have grown a thousand times.
Yes. But then what Gandhi said? Did he reply to your request?
No.
No.
But he did not go to his hand of the secretary.
Yes.
They thought what is the nonsense for them. Now let us become Prime Minister.
Yes. But how problems of India like poverty and this lack of balance between rich and poor, how these problems can be solved?
That Gandhi wanted to solve it, but he rejected. Gandhi wanted to village organization. He started that Wada Ashram. You have rejected. What Gandhi can do? That was a good proposal.
Yes.
To remain satisfied in one's own place. That was Gandhi's proposal. That don't go to the city, town, but so called better advantage of life. Remain in your own home. Produce your food. and be satisfied there. That was done this morning?
Yes.
The economic problem he wanted to solve.
Yes.
By keeping cows, by agriculture, by spining thread. You want food, shelter and cloth to produce here and living here. Don't be allured by the capitalist and go to cities and be engaged in industries.
Yes.
But Jawaharlal Nehru wanted overnight to Americanize the whole. That is the policy.
I agree.
The Congress side, the followers of Gandhi, should have followed Gandhi's principles from political point of view. Village organization. But they won't do that. That's not the See, actually, by destroying the Manchester, Milona, Gandhi gave opportunity to the Andanar Milonas. And the consumer, instead of purchasing Manchester cloth at 1 inch per square, now they're purchasing 30 rupees.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. I know my father had cloth business.
Yes.
The Manchester cloth, very nice cloth. 1 rupee 600 per square. Retail.
Now same thing for 30 rupees.
You see. And where the money is going? To the Ahmedabad territories.
Yes.
So fine fat. From fine fat to the fat.
Yes. Very true.
Everything is due to lack of God consciousness.
Thank you. And therefore, nothing is working. And not going by car, as you said.
And you are not plucking your hairs?
I was plucking. 18 times all these hairs. 2 times in the 1 year. Plucking. All hairs.
The whole head?
The whole head? The whole head, yes. Extreme form of
Huh?
Yes. And then I came to, I left it and came to bananas. And
so when you joined the Sarvodaya movement? At bananas?
Yeah. I met Vinoba Bhave. And
he's still living?
Yes.
What is his philosophy?
His philosophy is he is a devotee, I think. He's a very much devotee. But he is also preaching what Gandhi was preaching for village organization and simple living and producing food and clothes in the village and not going to the city. This is his principle on the economic scale and on the spiritual and religious. He's Brahma Vidya. he is seeking Brahma Vidya. And he has in Pavana Brahma Vidya Mandir. So he's a follower of Shankaracharya.
Mukti.
Huh?
Mukti.
Mukti.
Mukti Mukti Pishad.
Yes.
Krishna of man. Bhukti and Mukti. So they have manufactured so many isms. Bhuktiism and Muktiism. So therefore Krishna says, give up all these isms. Simply take surrender. This is your love.
Yes. Kavi.
Acha. Yeah, yeah.